With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he doubts Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine. The president expressing new skepticism that a peace deal can be reached soon. His comments come only a day after saying Ukraine and Russia were very close to a deal. Leaders from around the world have bid farewell to Pope Francis yesterday, some 250,000 people attending the funeral mass. A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says the October 7th attack by Hamas ended once and for all any hope for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians.
That basically convinced just about anybody who was in favor of a two-state solution that it wasn't going to happen. And that included the very peaceful populations of the communities and farms that were bordered on Gaza on that morning. Many of those people were deeply dedicated to peace.
Dr. Michael Oren. When members of the House of Representatives return to Washington next week, much of their focus will be on passing President Trump's domestic agenda. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri says he wants his committee and the House in general to focus on lowering taxes for the working class.
I want to deliver a pro-growth, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-small business, pro-farmer tax bill. And that the way that you do that with Republicans is making sure all Americans are paying less.
Oklahoma GOP Senator James Lankford says Congress will soon approve more money for border security and infrastructure, including more living spaces for detainees.
When you deport someone or remove them, they are going to spend, you know, a week or two, sometimes just a day or two, in custody, and then they've got to be able to be moved out. We could actually remove more, especially criminal aliens, if we had more beds.
Senator Lankford was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines, at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. A new poll maps out LGBT affiliation in the U.S. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has ruled against a Republican lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democratic House Speaker after being censured for a social media post about a transgender athlete. Laurel Libby posting a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. House Speaker Ryan Fecteau accused Libby of violating the state's legislative ethics code. Libby filed a federal lawsuit arguing the censure violated her right to free speech. This is SRN News. The Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default. John Scott has more on the story.
This will include the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's Offset Program, which withholds payments from the government from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will begin garnishing wages for borrowers in default. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in New Mexico have released more videos related to their investigation into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. The actor and Betsy Arakara were found February 26th in their home. The videos show mostly officers at work early on in the investigation. Officials say Arakara died of a rare rodent-borne disease and Hackman died about a week later of heart disease with complications from Alzheimer's. This is SRN News.